know when God is ready to do something unique, He allows all your efforts to be unsuccessful.
Dr. Tony Evans says when our power runs out, God is just getting warmed up.
He wants to show you that He knows so that you can trust Him more.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. God wants to bless His people, but there's a point to His providence. And Dr. Evans will tell us about it today as he takes us to the book of Luke, chapter 5, for a fishing story. Let's join him.
An employer one day sent out a memo to his employees to let them know that there was a United Fund Drive and he wanted all of his employees to participate in the fund drive. He wanted 100% participation. One of the employees let his supervisor know he was not going to participate. The word got back to the owner of the company that there was this one employee who was not going to participate in this fund drive that the employer wanted 100% participation in. So he called the employee to his office. He said, "I hear there's a problem." He said, "Yeah, I don't want to participate in this United Fund giving drive. I know it's for a good charitable purpose, but I don't want to participate." The employer said, "Well, then we have a little dilemma, don't we? Because you don't want to participate and I need 100% participation. So it seems like there are two options here. Option number one is you can participate. Option number two is I can relieve you of your responsibilities so that I have 100% participation." He said, "Which would you like to do?" The employee said, "I'll participate." The employer said, "Well, why are you now participating?" He said, "Because nobody ever quite explained it to me like that." How you hear things and how you understand them often affect what you do. When it's explained a little different, sometimes we catch it a lot better. Today I want to explain as best I can why God wants to bless you. Why God wants to bless you. Now we know everybody wants to be blessed. Everybody wants to be blessed. It is the in Christian word. I want my blessing. How you doing today? I'm blessed. It's the end thing to say. I'm looking for my blessing. And they could mean a multitude, a plethora of things by that statement. I want to be blessed. They may want a financial blessing or relational blessing, career blessing, blessing of a new house, new car, new clothes. It could be a whole assembly of things, but everybody wants to be blessed. And that's not bad. That's not wrong. The Bible talks about the blessings that God gives. But what we often don't hear is God's side of the blessing. Now, we know our side. The word blessed means to dispense favor or goodness. So to be blessed is to receive from God His favor and good things at His hand. That's what we want. We want the favor of God and we want good things coming our way from the hand of God. That's our side because that's what we want. But I want to look at it just a little differently this morning. And I want to try to answer the question why God would want to do it. Now we know why we want it. Because it makes life better, it makes life easier, it makes us happier, it gives us joy. There is the human benefit of having been blessed. But I want to answer the question, why God wants to do it in the first place. In the well-known story of Peter and the capturing of fish, Jesus hath come to the Sea of Galilee, also called the Lake of Gennesaret. He sees two boats, verse 2, lying on the edge of the lake. The fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. Jesus gets into the boat, which was Simon's, Peter, Simon Peter, and asked him to pull out a little way from the land. He sat down and began to teach the people from the boat. So we basically have a Bible study. Jesus calls for a Bible study, and he pushes the boat out from the shore where it had been docked. The fishermen had come in from their work to create a distance so that he could speak, teach, preach, sermonize, so that he could give spiritual truth to the people from the boat. So he's preaching his sermon, and the people are listening to the greatest preacher and the greatest teacher who has ever existed, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Now the sermon is over. The service has ended. It is time for the benediction to be given. And Jesus, when he had finished speaking, verse 4, said to Simon Peter, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Push out into the deep, let down your nets for a catch. Now, follow me here. We have started with a generic sermon to the multitudes from the boat. We have now gone from a sermon to everybody to an instruction to somebody. We've gone from a message to the masses to a message to the individual. We've gone from something everybody hears to something only one person hears, Peter. It's one thing to come to church and hear a generic message for everybody. Whatever you're hearing right now, your neighbor is hearing right now. And their neighbor is hearing right now, because there's only one sermon being preached to however many people have gathered here this morning. It's a whole nother ball game for the sermon to be over for everybody, and you get a message with your name on it. It's the difference between hearing the word of God preached to all and a word from God spoken to you. Now, it takes me 12 to 15 hours to prepare a sermon for everybody. I am under no delusion that after this 12 to 15 hour preparation and 45 minute message, that by Tuesday of this week, 95% of it will have been forgotten. I'm not. In fact, I can't think about it too long, because it's frustrating, because that's what happens week after week. We hear a sermon, you may even buy a tape that you may or may not listen to, and that's after 15 hours. But let me tell you what sermons you won't forget, and that's the one that has your name on it. Now, you may forget the general one that had y'all's name on it, but he says, "Peter, I've talked to everybody, but I have a specific thing for you. I want you, Peter, Simon, to push out from the bank, and I want you to go into the deep, and I want you to make a great catch." Now, let me tell you about this specific message, this applied sermon. He tells them where to go, into the deep, what to do, cast out your net, and what to expect, a great catch. He gives him a very specific message. I don't know what his general sermon was, but his specific message had Peter's name on it. He was called by name. It's like the difference between a person after a service saying, "Good service, Pastor," and the person who comes and says, "You were talking to me." Same message, but one heard their name, didn't just hear the message. See, when you come to church, don't just come for the word of God. Come for a word from God so that he calls you by name through what's being said. And you know he was talking to you, not just to us. Now, he tells Peter, push out from the bank, go to the deep, cast down the net, expect the blessing, a great catch. Peter has a response to this instruction. Peter's response is, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. Master, let me explain something. We have been out here all night long. We, Lionel Richie, all night long. We have been out here all night long. And we have caught nothing."
Dr. Evans will tell us more about Peter's attempt to set the Lord straight when he continues this lesson from his series, The Comeback. This 10-message collection explores ways to reverse the consequences of spiritual failures in your past, find deliverance, and develop the wisdom you need to get your life headed in a new and healthy direction. As a way of investing in you and your family, we'd like you to have this entire collection, along with a special bonus, a 52-week devotional from Tony and his son Jonathan called the Kingdom Family Devotional. Topics range from basics of the faith like salvation, prayer, and discipleship, to life essentials like handling money, picking friends, and setting priorities. It's meaty enough for mom and dad, and yet simple enough to keep the kids on board. Both of these powerful resources are yours as our thank you gift when you come alongside Tony's ministry with a contribution of any size. We're completely listener-supported, so your faithfulness is the only way we can keep bringing you this broadcast each day. Again, you can make all the arrangements at tonyevans.org or give us a phone call at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's lesson right after this.
We've all experienced a time in our life where we could accept defeat or dig down deep and fight to come back from our downfall. Maybe you were fired from your job. Maybe you disappointed the people you love. Or maybe you're fighting for your life against cancer. Whatever the circumstance, you have to make the decision to come back stronger than ever. In his new book, Your Comeback, Tony Evans provides the inspiration you need to have your ultimate personal and spiritual comeback. Begin the journey to your comeback today. Available in bookstores everywhere.
Simon Peter is part of a business, the Zebedee Fishing Corporation. This is a business venture that has partners that makes a profit, and they know fishing. Jesus is a carpenter. He makes furniture. He grew up making furniture with his father. He makes tables and chairs and anything having to do with carving and shaving wood. That's what Jesus had done for a living up until he was 30 years old. So we've got a carpenter trying to tell a professional fisherman how, when, and where to catch fish. So Peter wants to set him straight. Jesus, I don't go into your woodshop trying to tell you how to carpenter. Let me explain how we fish on the Sea of Galilee. You see, on the Sea of Galilee, fishermen with net fish at night, not in the day. That's why he says, we've been out all night. You do not fish in the daytime with a net. Now, if you take a line out there, that's something, because you're trying to catch one fish. But if you're trying to get a whole school of fish, because you're trying to catch them in a net, you have to do that at night. And let me tell you something else. You have to do it near the shore where they gather, because way out into the deep, they don't gather that way high enough to the surface for you to put out a net to catch a great catch, because it's daytime and they are too deep, way out in the deep. You got to get them at night when they've come closer to shore, when they've gathered together in schools in order to get a great catch. So what Jesus asked Peter to do goes against the rhyme and reason of Peter's reality. Peter has been doing this for years. His company has been in business for years, and you don't run a successful business if you're not catching fish. So he goes about to explain to Jesus Christ how you fish in the Sea of Galilee, And Jesus, how we fish and what you said don't match. What you're talking about and our reality is not the same. Please let me explain something as I try to answer this question, why God wants to bless you. In fact, I'm going to give you even a bigger hint. I'm going to tell you when you can know a big blessing is on the horizon. The two ways you can know when there's something special on the horizon. Now, I'm not talking about regular stuff. The regular stuff we appreciate, but it's regular, so we get used to it. You know, we thank God for the air we breathe. We thank him, you know, he woke us up this morning and sent us on our way. We thank him, you know, our bed wasn't our cooling board. And, you know, we thank him for the regular, and the regular is very good. I mean, in fact, we only tend to thank him for the regular when something goes wrong with the regular, when we can't breathe, when we are sick. When the regular has been interfered with, then God becomes important. But for the regular stuff he does, we recognize it and we pay homage to it, but it doesn't really zing. It's not what we call a zinger. How do you know when God is ready to do something unique, out of the ordinary, not regular? He allows all your efforts to be unsuccessful. We have worked all night and have caught nothing. You have done everything you're supposed to do, everything you know to do, and you have gone overtime doing it. We have worked all night. Other nights have not been a problem. Last night was a big problem because we worked all night when you're supposed to work, where you're supposed to work, and nothing is panning out. Now, it feels bad when you've exerted yourself and it's not working out. It feels bad when you've done everything you can and all you've got to show for it is zero. It feels bad when you've gone job hunting and everybody has turned you down. It feels bad when you've worked the numbers and none of them are working out. It feels bad when all night long you have gone over and over, you've tried and you've tried and it's not working. While it may feel bad, but I'd like to suggest to you, it's not a bad spot to be in. Now, let me tell you the second way you know. You're in the vicinity of something special. One is God is not allowing anything you do to work. Yet what he asked you to do doesn't make sense. Go out into the deep for a great catch. You don't go out in the daytime to the deep water to catch a great catch with a net. Here it is. What Jesus asked Peter to do contradicted his experience, contradicted his knowledge, contradicted his history, contradicted his background. Let me use another word. Contradicted his instincts. What Peter knew, and he really knew it, he knew when to fish. What Peter knew contradicted what God said. What God said and what Peter knew were not on the same page. So he goes about to instruct Jesus on why his word won't work. Because we've been out all night when you're supposed to be, and they're not biting. Have you ever done that? Now, I know you do it real spiritual, even like Peter. He said, Master. I'm going to respect you and all, but you don't know fishing. Go back to carpentry. You don't know fishing. Master. I'm going to respect you and all, but you don't know this area. We say it all the time when God says something and we put up the word but. See, we throw in the word but. We're saying, yeah, but my reality, my situation, my circumstance, but. In Peter's mind, his history, background, and knowledge had given him enough to be able to tell the Son of the Living God he was misinformed with his instructions. Jesus, you don't know this field. I know this field. You stick to preaching, let me take care of fish. He gives him this instruction. But out of respect, Peter says, but, because you asked me to, I'm going to go ahead and do it. When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. Do you know how many fish it takes to break a fisherman's net? Do you understand? They use these nets. They've caught as many fish as the nets can hold. So can you imagine not only the amount of fish, but the size of these babies? Because the fish are going to break net because of their weight. You got so much fish that what they naturally had to handle them couldn't hold them. It says their nets began to break. Verse 7, so they signaled to their partners in the other boat. So this is a big company. They got Peter, James, and John, and then they got other partners. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that the boats began to sink. I think if Paul were here, Paul would say, exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or ever thought was going to happen. Beyond what you were expecting. But they only got to see God blow their minds when they were doing something that, based on their instincts, seemed ridiculous. It says, nets are breaking and ships are sinking. Now, I'd call that a blessing. See, we either think God doesn't know or he only knows a little bit more than we know. And the way I know we think that is we always will counteract what he says by what we think. So Jesus asked them to do something that goes beyond their instincts and then shows them, I know where the fish are. I know how to get to them. And where they are and how you get to them, you would have never thought of. You would have never thought of this because your experience says, at night, in the shallow. My knowledge says, them babies are sitting out there waiting on you to do what I said. And you won't get the catch until you do it. Meeting on it, having a meeting about it won't give you the catch. Praying about it won't give you the catch. Prayer is important, but it can't replace following through. God wants you to know something about him, and he wants you to know that he knows. And in order to let you know he knows, he puts you in a situation where your knowledge is not working, fished all night, and where he asks you to do something that doesn't seem consistent with what you think you know. He wants to show you that he knows so that you can trust him more.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about why God wants to bless his people. Has God brought someone to mind who needs to hear this message? Or maybe you'd like to review it on your own or share it with your Bible study or Sunday school group. Just call us at 1-800-800-3222 or visit us at tonyevans.org for details on getting a copy of Why God Wants to Bless You. Better yet, get it as a part of Tony's current series, The Comeback. Don't forget, when you help us out with any contribution, large or small, to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station, we'll send it to you on CD as our gift, along with the 52-week Kingdom Family Devotional Book I told you about earlier. This special double offer is only available for a limited time, so visit tonyevans.org for details before time runs out. That's tonyevans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. Tomorrow, more from Dr. Evans on the life-changing fishing lesson Peter learned from a carpenter. I hope you'll be back with us for that. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.